word of God is the seed of creation. The word of God is life.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned by God to go raise his end time armies.
Why do we have ministers who are misbehaving? Many have never been trained. They've read books about ministry, but you must understand that reading book is not the same thing as being held by the hand and told what to do. When you were young, you went everywhere you wanted to go. But the time is coming that you become old. Another will hold you by the hand and lead you to places you didn't want to go. That's training.
Get set for an awakening.
Get set for an awakening.
Because you are faithful and your words are ever true. We can truly stake our lives on them. Thank you. Be exalted, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Give the Lord a big, big hand. Thank you. Please, Streams of Life, can we please celebrate this gift of God to us? Amen. I want us to pay attention to this. There's going to be an influx between now and the next 6 months of men that matters here. Are you following what I'm saying? What I'm telling you is that God is going to, is currently speaking to people. And they are coming on a mission. Are you following what I'm saying now? Do you understand what I'm saying? Is it clear at all? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. Pay attention to it. Is that okay now? In the sense that what people are looking for outside, the fulfillment will come in the church. Thank you, Father. And Father, tonight, even under this word, we command to be arrested the spirit of fear. By the time your word begins to come out, that spirit fly out of this place. We give you praise, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Please celebrate Jesus and be seated. Okay. Alright. Who is set for the word? Let me ask you a question. I'm not always excited when you are coming to church to hear God's word. Is there someone here that visibly for you every service is an encounter? Alright. Don't joke with it. Is that okay? Don't joke. Don't lose that excitement. Is it clear? Don't lose it for anything in this world. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Unmasking the spirit called fear. Say it. Unmasking the spirit called fear. Now let's check some couple of scriptures together. I think one of the most strategic scripture I want us to check in this teaching is 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. But of power and of love and of a sound mind. For God has not given us the spirit of what? Fear. Now, as I continue this teaching, I want to sound a warning. If you don't understand something yet, don't attempt to communicate to the body of Christ using sarcasm. Displacing the truth. Are you following what I'm saying? I pay attention to people who are very sarcastic. Sometimes the devil uses them well. There are many things and many activities that goes on in the body of Christ that what is responsible for them is a spirit. Let me give you an instance. Are you aware that there is a spirit of gluttony? If you do something consistently over a given period of time, A spirit takes charge and takes responsibility for it. That is, it will no longer be an activity of pleasure. It is now going to be something you are subjected to. Anger can start as a negative emotion. Allow it to go over a period of time. The spirit of anger takes charge. Are you following what I'm saying now? Objectivity, as good as it is in human history, in human civilization, can start as something just basic. When a spirit takes charge, becomes stubbornness. Are you following what I'm saying here? We are not excusing, people from taking responsibility when we are indicating through scriptures that there are spirits responsible for certain things. Are you following what I'm saying? Is it clear enough? Is it clear enough? Now, in the course of this teaching, I'm going to have to say many things that are very sensitive. But if you are here or you are listening to this teaching and you believe that God has sent you to speak to the body of Christ, may I tell you that sarcasm is not a tool to employ. It will destroy people. It will destroy the fabrics of the truth. It will make mockery of the cross. It may look like a joke. And listen to me, those of you that use social media. The fact that there are many likes and many comments on what you are doing doesn't mean it makes spiritual sense. It matters who tells you are doing well. Are you following what I'm saying here? I'm going to, in the course of study and praying around this subject, it occurred to me how the devil had used words to fight Christians. And sometimes those who speak those words don't mean any harm. And you will understand how to carry yourself around people. There are careless people. Are you aware? I said there are careless people. Are you aware? They are careless with information. They are careless with words. They are careless. They don't even know who and what they are dealing with. They just speak and use words anyhow. So you cannot put your destiny at the mercy of someone's carefulness. Not every believer is careful. Some are not, and they are Christians. Are you following what I'm saying? Can I even say this? That not all pastors are careful. And that's why I don't allow people into my space if what we are bringing is not faith. You can't come and show me the possibility. I think I shared something while we were working on this project. There was a time we were in a conversation talking about the millions of money to be spent. And somehow, the fellow is not a wrong fellow, a well-meaning Christian with good intentions, good everything, but the fellow talk about those money like, this money is too much. Where will you get all this money? When I tell you, the money coming in ceased. Because for the first time, it was beginning to occur to me that, this thing is really much. Before that time, everything we needed was coming. Was that fellow a bad fellow? No. But it was not at the level where the heart could carry it. So sometimes discussing huge finance, you are spending the millions. Be sure that those you are confiding that in are those who understand what it means. It is not that you are having cliques or sets. You understand the power of words. Listen to me. To say that you hear them and they pull nothing on you is to lie. When you are not trying to think about them, they will come up again subconsciously. And listen to me. It is more dangerous when a word is settled in your subconscious. The day you need to consciously apply faith, the subconscious will speak first. Why do you think people stand before things that are dangerous and the first thing they say is, Moku, I am dead? It is settled in their subconscious. So I'm telling you, listen to me, when it comes to destiny, relationship is not a function of emotions. First, it is a function of revelation. Who am I bringing to my space? What do they have to offer? Not necessarily money, but can they gear my faith up? Are you following what I'm saying here? There are people you relate with, you become conscious of debt. Are you following what I'm saying here? Say it, consciousness. Are you saying, Pastor, is it this serious? Is that serious though? Association, relationships, and let me say this to you. I understand that, and I've been meaning to say this to this house. In the Spirit of Life Church, you've been taught to be humble, to be this, but there's a negative side effect. Don't humbly hang around people who have no revelation of you. That's not humility, that's humiliation. Can I say it again? Don't humbly hang around people who don't know you by revelation. It will abuse your heart. It will abuse your mind. It will abuse what you stand for. And it can even get you into offense. Are you following what I'm saying here? So let me give an instance. Somebody is talking and said, you know what? I'm about to start a project. And this project is going to cost me about 165 million. Listen to me. Whether that project will survive or not, it matters who you are sharing it with. Are you following what I'm saying? You share it before somebody who is still trusting God for 5,000. You think it will come to pass? The look in the first place waters down everything. And you are trying to pick your faith from where you threw it. Because of lack of understanding of environment. It is not every testimony you can share everywhere. Talk to me now. Are you aware? Not that you are lying. No. Not that you are trying to be insincere. No. But because sincerely this people's heart can't carry it. Simple. Full stop. Be careful about your association. It is going to be primary source of lifting or attack against your destiny. If God is going to lift you, he needs it. If devil is going to bring you down, he needs it. So be careful those who communicate to your heart. Those who know about the things you are doing. A fellow can be more mature in terms of spiritual things. Let me use that word, but not more mature in faith. That's true. Are you following what I'm saying? How do I, get projects done? The first step in getting a project done is to say it again and again till it becomes nothing. That's the first step. Say it again and again and again till it becomes. Are you aware if you are going to do that? It matters who you are saying it to. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now you people are not talking like one who is handling big things. Are you following what I'm saying? Say it from today. I'll become more careful of who I share my big plans with. Say it again. I'll be more careful of who I share the big plans with. When you are pregnant with a Jesus, you must locate an Elizabeth. Because that's the only fellow that understands the influence of the spirit on pregnancy. If you carry that pregnancy to the wrong place, you'll be aborted. They look at you, they don't understand you, they don't understand your uniqueness, they don't understand the uniqueness of what God is doing about your life. When they are insecure, the only thing they say about you is pride. Carry yourself like your destiny, not like your past. Regardless of who understands or not. Like your destiny. Are you following what I'm saying here? Like your destiny. Be audacious. Listen to me. I was speaking with someone. I wish I can tell you to stop jotting for a while. But right, it's our culture, right? But let me say this to you. I was talking with someone. I said, listen, when it comes to greatness, the price to pay is not just about rising up. To remain great is a price. There are people who have made covenant with smallness. And they will fight anything that looks bigger than them. True words, slanders, and all those things. Look at. Is it not deceit? How do I put this to you? No, we are going to damage the teeth of religion. Is it not deceit to believe that if somebody is using something very fine, they are not serious believers, but when you use it, you are a serious Christian? What makes you feel you are the validation? If other people have great results, it's not about, that's when you now have a message. It's not about result, oh. It's not about result. If they have crowd, it's not about crowd. This ministry, excuse me, it's about crowd. Eh? I said it's about crowd. You know, let me say this to you. I was listening to a song in my office, prayed in the Holy Ghost, I think last week. And the fellow singing the song said, it doesn't matter if I live or die. I said, it matters. Can I tell you this? You see, martyrdom is a reality. But don't go asking that I want to die now, when the plan of God is to still use your old age as a tool. You can love God so much and the devil is waiting at the end to confuse a lack of revelation there. And it will abuse you. You will die ahead of your time, but you will die righteous. This man who sang this song, this world is not my home, I'm just passing by. You know, he died in a plane crash. At a young age, Jim Reeves, imagine the quality of fantastic songs we could have still gotten as a body. Don't die when you can live. And when there are some of us who are saying we are going to hang around this place for long and do the work of God, land of the living, we are not carnal for saying so. You too, you are not carnal for dying. It's a choice. It's a choice. I said it's a choice. Paul said, I'm in between two things, whether to live, to go, or to be with you. None of them is carnal. It's just about which one is profitable. When I can still stay alive and win billions of souls for Jesus, somebody is bringing life, if I can kill you, I kill you. It's self-defense according to the law. And there's no law that is made but of God. Scriptures. Self-defense. Are you following what I'm saying here? God has shown me a vision. I'm going to do this with your wife, with your daughter. Somebody comes with a gun and says, if I can break the head, I break it. According to scriptures. Blessed be God of David, who has trained my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Let me say this to you. The devil always waits at the other end of religion because he knows you are not saying what you are saying by revelation. You can be passionate about it and still cry, but you are wrong. You can choose what you believe. Kenneth Copeland said, God told him, that nobody has carried the anointing in its fullness and entered 120 and passed it on to the next generation. And God said to him, I am sending you to undertake this task. Carry the anointing in its fullness and get to 120 and pass it on. You saw Bishop Oyedepo speaking to Daddy Joe on his 80th birthday and said, Moses began his journey, his ministry at 80. You are a young man. Some of you just love death. So you are looking older than your age. You just love to die. But while you are here, there's a covenant here that swallows you up. You are not going anywhere. Are you following what I'm saying here? You are 30. You are saying you are getting old. You are going, oh, how old? Praise God. If you are going to build the pillars of faith, it matters who you hear. It matters what you hear. Some things are coded with high level of spiritual power behind them, but they are not of faith. I said they are not of faith. I said they are not of faith. Praise God. And that's why those who are writing songs now, you write spirit-inspired song with lyrics that builds faith. Because songs now are teachings in melodies. Praise God. Now look at it. 2 Timothy 1, 7. I'm going to read different translations. Amplified said, now look at King James, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. Amplified said, for God did not give us the spirit of timidity or cowardice. Timidity, those who are timid, very shy, they can't face crowd. They can't talk anywhere. They can't really do anything in a big way. Just very timid. All eyes on me. Gang. All eyes. Timidity. It doesn't matter how you code timidity, you are timid. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, let me show you other translation. Easy to read Bible says, the spirit God gave us does not make us afraid. Does not make us afraid. Does not make us afraid. His spirit is a source of power and love and self-control. Now look at it. Let me jump to God's word. He said God didn't give us a cowardly spirit. I'm going to tell you a few things. Is that okay now? For many of you seated here, I will have to break by the revelation of God's word the teeth of the religious grip that was embedded in your foundation as a Christian and has affected many things, the way you think, the way you see life, and be willing to let them go tonight. Is that okay? I said be willing to let them go tonight. Is that okay? Now let me read two more translation, then I let it go. There's a translation. Can you give me King James? In fact, King James says God doesn't want us to be shy with his gift, but bold and loving and sensible. He doesn't want us to be shy. Message with his gift. He doesn't want us to be shy with his gift. He wants us bold. Somebody say boldness. Say it again, boldness. Now, look at me. If people's boldness looks like intimidation to you, then you have low self-esteem. Many men are praying for a virtuous woman. Now, I'm not endorsing arrogance. There's a difference between arrogance and boldness. Are you following what I'm saying? But what they are really asking for, or their definition of virtue, is the yes sir kind of woman. You are about to fall to the pit. Yes ma. Yes sir. We are all going to enter under a trailer. Yes. Yes ma. Yes sir. We are all going to drink so and so deadly poison. Yes sir. We are no longer giving tithe in this house. Yes sir. No longer giving offering in this house. Yes sir. Marriage is not a call to suspend your brain or your convictions. It is not. And if you are a man that you can't talk to people until you have first ridiculed them to nothing, don't marry. Because you'll be ridiculing the most important part of you to nothing. And one of the reasons why some men will die young is that the woman who could have been there to give them red flags when they are going astray, they've killed their esteem. They shout. They talk. Talk her out of everything she wants to say. Talk out of her courage. Are you aware there are men who can't bear to see $1 million in their wife's account? You better ask questions before you marry. Are you following what I'm saying? They can't handle it. They prefer that the whole family is broke than for you to have that they don't have. I see many questions online. Somebody is asking. My wife is working. Let me give you an instance. Something really relatable. This is Ibadan. The woman is working at UI and earning a salary of, let's say, 400,000 basic salary per month. And the man is working where now? Huh? I don't want to ridicule the profession so it doesn't look. I say the man is working somewhere and being paid 15,000. Now hear me. If you cannot find definition to masculinity outside salary, you are not a man. Officially. Says who? Me. You are not. Are you following what I'm saying? you are still living in the 17th century, where all it takes to be a man is to be able to put food on the table. Now you've got to lead a woman in the direction of her purpose. In fact, your intention is to lead her to be greater than you are. That's the proof of your maturity. Don't marry a man that can't nurture you like a flower and pour water and push you. And say, go ahead! Make those plans! Get it done! The reason why I'm saying this is that that is also the imported value we have brought to the kingdom. There are ministers who don't have a message until you have a problem. You are, listen to me now. You either need deliverance, or you need transport fare to church, or something. So the moment they find Christians, those Christians need Jesus, but they can't see any physical problem. They get confused. And they say, you are arrogant. You are proud. You are this. They've forgotten that you don't have to have a problem to need to pray. And until that esteem issue is dealt with, the church will only be comfortable around mediocres. No, you are not talking to me. Are you following what I'm saying? Let's leave it. Praise God. I said, praise God. Are you following what I'm teaching you? Are you being blessed? God has not given us the spirit of fear. His spirit does not make us afraid. No. Fear is not the way he leads us. God is not a manipulator. If you want to manipulate people, intimidate them. Don't get them to do what you want them to do. That's not the way God leads. You know, there are many things that fundamentally shows that something, you know, it's not just the church that is going to experience a shift. Even social world is going to experience a big shift. There are things that people find funny now that if you say it in the next 5 years, they will stone you. People are acting comedy videos and showing the way soldiers are brutalizing people. You won't be able to do that again because people will no longer be intimidated. Are you following what I'm saying? The things they would have laughed about. People are laughing about oppression. Laughing about their chains. You see comedy video, a soldier is talking to a girl. A young boy is talking to a girl. And in court, they are trying to depict that the girl is a soldier's girlfriend. The soldier will come and begin to slap that fellow. It won't be funny anymore. Because people will no longer be afraid. Are you following what I'm saying? This country is still going to get better. Oh. And listen to me. This country is still going to get what? Better. And you had better start preparing for the new Nigeria now. Even the church soon needs to prepare. Because some things will no longer be part of testimony again. New job. No need for it. The government has provided it. I almost fell down from bike. They banned bikes. Everybody can afford their own car. There are testimonies we are sharing now. They are the goodness of God. But they are still because we didn't have good government. That's why many of you go to America. You don't go to church again. Because everything you came to look for here, Joe Biden is giving them there. If you have not found reasons to be here beyond material things, you are not serving God yet. Are you following what I'm saying? If your reason for coming for service is to visa, to be approved, for these things to be to happen, for new jobs, then you don't know what you've come to seek. And we have to prepare. Because a time is coming, all these things will no longer be a prayer point. How do we now do ministries that are built on all those things that will go away? Oh, thank God. God saved me from Boko Haram. Boko Haram would be out of the way soonest. There's got to be more reason for seeking God than those things. Are you following what I'm saying here? I asked one of my sons, will you still pray if you have everything you need money to buy? What will be your prayer point? That's when we'll know those who are praying the Pauline kind of prayer, that I may know him. Are you following what I'm saying here? Let no one despise your youth. What did I say? What did I say? What did I say? Let me say this to you. And I'm going to say it unapologetically in my office. Many of the attempts, people were writing many things. Now, I'm not saying that young ministers are not misbehaving. But many people were writing many things to young ministers. Let no one despise your youth. Are you following what I'm saying? That you are young is not a crime. It's a phase of commencement. And don't try to fit into any mold for endorsement. Don't try it. Don't try to reduce things about your life because you want to be approved. Don't try it. Don't try to change your conviction because you want to enter into a clique. Don't try it. Be a man of conviction. Does it matter who doesn't accept you? You preach the message. You want somebody to hear it, whether it is interesting. Who cares? When Isaiah prophesied, did they believe what he was saying? Do they know what he was saying? Was it not like nonsense? Now let me say this to you. If you are looking for validation, you cannot function in the office of a prophet. Prophecies are not to be validated by men. And the proof of an accurate prophecy is not fulfillment. It is the fruit it bears. It's not fulfillment. If I tell you, I said people pray against fuel tanker exploding in Southwest. How do you tell me that the proof I'm a prophet is that it happened? The fruit it should bear is that people should pray and should be averted. Are you following what I'm saying here? There are dimensions in God that while you're operating in, nobody in your generation understands you. But I beg you to please stand in place of conviction. Everybody will come around later. Influence is a dimension in God called hear ye him. Many people have left what people should come and hear later because they were looking for validation. When God will have said hear him, they are saying something else. It can't happen again because they are not doing it by revelation. Don't break down the tentacles of your faith because you want somebody to accept you. You are relating with people whose esteem is not built. You want to dim your light and your brightness because you now want them to feel like you are one of them. No. I said no. Are you following what I'm saying? Tell your neighbor no. Be great and be unapologetic about it. Be great. There are many things we practice in Africa that are not tenable. Sometimes the last born is one who will marry first before the first born. They say you should hold on. Your sister has not found husband. Should I wait for as long as you find a man? Am I the one that gave birth to her? If God has given you the scepter of authority in life early, take it early. What did I say? If God has decided to bring you into it early, take it early. Tell your neighbor, take it early. Now you are not... You know, what I'm saying is not yet a revelation. Take it early. Praise God. Are you following what I'm saying? My son does not have to get to my age before he marries. Done with school, started business in your secondary school, he's working. Done with school. You don't have to inherit my predicament. Are you following what I'm saying? He doesn't have to. Boy, oh boy. At 23, 24, you say you are ready to marry. Go ahead. The way I raised you, you know what you are doing. I can trust any girl into your hands. I say you have to wait to be 32 or 33. Now say you go and marry. What nonsense is that? God punish the devil. Early establishment, early risers, early achievers. Stop getting used with being old to get things done. See, listen to me. Now, if you are already feeling old that you didn't get some things done, it's okay. But don't transfer it to your children by mentality. Don't. I said don't. The body of Christ has not seen anything yet. We are in the season of young men with mega anointing for church growth. Praise God. Do you believe it? Tell your neighbor, take it early. Say it again louder and clearer. Say it again louder like you know what you are saying. Don't be intimidated. Say it, don't be intimidated. Refuse to be intimidated. Don't reduce your shine. Because you want to be accepted. Be bold. Be courageous. Stand. Praise God. I suffered a lot from fear. None of you will. Somebody asked me, what's my greatest regret in life? Fear. I could have been more than this. But now that I've unmasked that spirit, boy, oh boy. We speed. I said we speed. Many of you are going to enter into your millions this year. Yeah. I've been getting a lot of messages. People showing me what they have started in the course of being inspired this week. And I'm so excited. New things are starting. Those who are rising with this wave, want the proof that you are hearing what I'm saying now is in 5 years' time. It's not your sermon notes. No, it's in 5 years' time. There's going to be clear difference between those who are and those who are not. That's why I was telling you on Sunday. Listen to me. One of the things the devil tries to use to cage you down are the legitimate mistakes you have made. You have made a mistake before, okay. You failed before, okay. Those things are relating to being moral. Okay. But now that you have realized and you are in Christ. Now, I'm not saying you didn't even make that mistake in Christ. But he that the Son of God has made free is free indeed. Don't hang around the environment where the only thing they want to keep is the record of your mistake. Hear me? They will have visions about you and the only thing they will see is what they believe. Are you following what I'm saying here? God does not lead us through fear. He doesn't. I was listening to Dr. Paul Enecha and he said, while they were building the glory dome, he said the cost of a roofing is like times two of the entire cost of the building. I love to hear things like this. I told you of the year I called someone to come and preach and he came to teach us about the benefit of poverty. When will this gospel get to the ends of the earth through you? You will be poor for his mercies and endure it forever. You get what I'm saying? But God will have to do the most important things through those who believe they can be righteous and blessed. The same God worketh in you both. One to the end of poverty, the other to the end of wealth. The same God is rich to all who come to him. It matters who you go to God for. You can spend 7 hours in prayer and you are still praying nonsense. I don't care if I live or die. All these things you are saying, that time while you are about to, angels are at alert and demons too at alert. Because while those passions are being stirred, you can say rubbish. Don't say it. And the fact that you hear another believer saying it doesn't mean it's yours to say. Are you following what I'm saying here? No, you are not talking to me. Let your mind shift. Snap out. None of you need to snap out of those people you honor so much, but you can't do it because you honor them. Snap out. You honor them so much and the only way to keep that relationship is that you should not do enough. Snap out.
those relationships are toxic, whether they are pastors or not, snap out. Do you hear what I say? Whether they are pastors, snap out! The only way to maintain this association is that you must be as small as them. Snap out. You are in the wrong place. If you are the best in your clique, you are in the wrong clique. Snap out. Are you following what I'm saying here? Praise God. I said praise God. Listen to me. You will be living a life of deception if you are waiting to experience it before you teach it. You will only be endorsing your level, not the scriptures. Just your own level. Once today you eat Gary, you drink Gary, you say, ah, that's the way it is. Oh, that's the idea. All these people that are eating all these things. It's not like that. Oh, those ones are not going to ever, oh yeah, yeah. You have not been called to teach your level but scriptures. You too should be trying to meet up with that word. Are you following what I'm saying here? Scriptures! And put it in your mouth richly. My wife is here. I don't tolerate what is not of faith. You can't say it around me. You won't even have the access. I sit with you. You are trying to show me how what I want to do is impossible. That's the last time we will sit. And I'm that serious. If you don't believe, you just be saying, yes, sir. And let it die there. Go home with both of us assuming you understand. I was having a meeting with somebody and I was listing out the things we want to get. Fellow was convincing me a lot of things. I said, I'm coming, I want to drink water. So I climbed up, drank the water so I can be justified. Waited for over an hour, then sent text. Please, let's see some other time. He can't walk. You are the one who are joking with words. That's why you are having to fight unnecessary battles. Don't even let them sow it in the first place. So you can channel your energy into right things. At this point, you are still trying to fight many thoughts of your childhood. Now somebody is adding to it again. And you will sit down there. Let me say this to you. I was speaking with Pastor Wally. Was he yesterday? And he was telling me about a program he wants to organize. And I was begging him, please hold that meeting here in this house. And I'd like to be a part of it. You know why? Because my definition of associate pastoring is not that your dream should die for mine. If God has given you something to do, as you are helping me, let me also be of help. Any relationship that a vital part of your calling has to die for it to work is toxic. It is. Don't kill yourself for anybody. Are you following what I'm saying here? Hey, are you following what I'm saying? Let me say this to you. When is that meeting coming up? May 21 to very powerful meeting. He's going to come and talk about it some other time. Alright? For those for career, am I correct? Professionals. I'm not very interested in such meeting. Those are the kind of meetings you want to come and have. Many of you, I'm going to send you to Lagos to go and attend some seminars, then come back. Send some of you to South Africa. So where will I get the money for flight? Go and get it. If you can't trust God for flight to South Africa now, what are you trusting God for? The ends of the earth. Bonparo. You must look at those things with the eyes of faith till they become nothing. Be dangerous about it. Be audacious. If you are not saying it, you are not faith. You are not working in faith. You must be saying it. If you are the only one in your environment that knows you are a man of faith, you are not. Everybody must hear you say things they know you can't afford. Now the things who are no fear afford, I want they talk now. They are sponsored by his ability. Say it! You are speaking in the realm of your pocket. No. According to his riches in glory. According to his riches in glory. According to his riches. When you hear me talk certain, you will think I've kept billions somewhere. I have. In Christ. I have. Some of you want to fall, and I. No, sometimes you just have to scream out. Don't let anybody palm you. People reach out to me and say, I want to go and attend for this program. I was like, go. I want to go and do this, go. If you don't do all those things you should do that is pertaining to your destiny, soon me too will not be proud of you. It's the truth. Have you gone to tutorial centers before? Or churches where they organize tutorials? Huh? On campus. They will put some people's picture on the flyer. I say this one's finished with jam or something. This one got to so mark. They are pedigree and all those things. Those people may miss choice, but as long as they pass, only failure is an orphan. You may not hear this all the time, but me, I will tell you. Are you following what I'm saying now? So, do the things that God will have you do and do it early. Be an early riser. Praise God. I said be an early riser. My wife is here. She tells me she wants to do anything, go ahead. I want to start this business. Sometimes even me, I'm like, humanly speaking, how will this thing be? But go. May that day never come back. I will say this thing is impossible. It's possible. I will always give moral support, prayer support. If we have to trust God for financial support, let's start with those ones. Praise God. If you want to scream, scream. Don't be afraid. Your father's house. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. Bob Marley sang that. Praise God. Oh, you didn't like that? I broke one of my fears 2 weeks ago. I entered the swimming pool. It took me about an hour at the pool before I entered. Say, Papa, come. I mean, I think I broke two fears at the same time. It was on the topmost floor of the building. That's where the pool is. So I climbed, sat down. I overcame that. Then sat by the pool, overcame it after an hour, then entered. I said, I'm going back there again. Because the moment you have victory, go back. Are you following what I'm saying? I live a very practical life. If not, it will look like you didn't have victory. You'll be back to the same spot. You must know how to conquer things internally. Praise God. I said, praise God. Do I have people here that God is preparing for greatness? Are they really here? Are they seated here? We are an unstoppable generation. Praise God. And when you hear me talk about the future of the church, I am saying it convincingly, knowing fully well that nobody can hear these things you are hearing and not be great. I said nobody can and not be great. Don't ever think about a day is coming, you may be small. You can't be small. Say, assuming I'm small. Even assumption, you can't. Are you following what I'm saying? People are trying to play. Say, let's assume you are the poor man. Say, no. They say, well, it's just hypothetical. Let's assume. Even in the realm of assumption, I can't. Praise God. I told you one mentality that saw me through school. If I don't pass, who will? The way I attended lectures, I don't advise anybody to. Because most times, God have mercy. Let me say this to you. From part one, and I stand before God and man, till final year, there was not a time in my department that anybody in my class got even a mark in test or exam above me. Never. Not once. Say, this man is busy, he's the fellowship president, he's busy. Not once. They said it. He knows it. And I believe it. Settles it. Are you following what I'm saying? In assumption, there's no assumption for our children. What if they don't know book? No. How are you thinking upside down? Somebody say it is not possible. Say it is not possible. Say it again, it is not possible. We are not just relevant here. If we seek to treat to the other side, you think we are not even pastors. Praise God. Now, quickly, let me help you unmask fear so you can understand. Praise God. Fear is a belief system that is rooted in... It's a belief system that is rooted in the possible manifestation of negative situations. That is, when a man is afraid, he believes that there is always the possibility of negative things happening. Now, this is a very important definition of fear. The second one. Very important one. Fear is an induced negative feeling or emotions. Please underline the word induced. Negative feeling or emotion. Some have described fear as false evidence appearing real. Because most times, what you are afraid of is not real. False evidence. So it means fear is an acronym. F for false, E for evidence, A for appearing, and R for real. False evidence appearing real. May I appeal to parents who are giving birth in these days and time that scaring your children is not a way to raise children. No child came from heaven with the knowledge of juju. You are the one who called it. Are you following what I'm saying now? Or they saw it in the movies you are watching. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Now I wrote here, because it is an induced belief system that is negative, it has the ability to keep anyone under its grip motionless. Because it is an induced belief system that is negative, it has the ability to keep anyone under its grip motionless. People out of the fear of negative occurrences have come to a place of stagnation. Some are not doing the most important things in their life because they are afraid something bad may happen. Some are not getting married because they are afraid the home may be bad. Some are rejecting good suitors because they are afraid they may marry an enemy. Fear keeps people motionless. Alright? When people are afraid they are not trying anything new because they feel something bad may happen. So understand that fear is induced. It is not a weed that grows by itself. Somebody has to induce it. Have you seen women who are due for delivery, but there is no contraction yet? They go through what is called induced labor. They receive certain shots of injections that aid contraction so that they can now give birth. Because contraction has to take place for them to give birth. Are you following what I'm saying now? So the same way you can induce your sleep. People take Valium to induce sleep. True or not true? And when they take it, they sleep. All right? Who have been battling with insomnia, take, all right, certain medications as prescribed to induce sleep, and then they sleep off. People who smoke Indian hemp and weed, they are inducing courage. When you see an Indian hemp smoker, they are not really courageous people. They can't do anything without it. That's why it's like a spirit. They can't face life without it. They can't face situations without it. In fact,
smoking or addiction to smoking is a sign of fear. Afraid to face life alone. Afraid to face situations alone. Afraid to face people. I shared the story with you of the time I was a DJ that we went somewhere and they were smoking and they were passing the weed and they'll be looking like this. Yago, mene. Gashinan. Now smoke is on. Hey. Wale, you did your SID here. Take your own. Sorry, Pastor. Hey, take your own shot. Let me shock you. I went to a family years back and I saw father, mother and children smoking weed around the table. I pray for you, you will not enter the trap of the enemy. Smoking weed. They were rapping and the ones they were still taking was there. So you see, people who smoke weed, they are afraid to face life. It gives you, they are inducing courage that is not there. I think I heard a joke where people put weed. Tell me, before I even tell you the one that is a joke, let me tell you the one that is true. It happened while we were on campus. There's a young pastor like that that used to behave anyhow. So they cooked beans and put weed inside. So by himself, he was saying he liked beans that has vegetables. So they said, eat it. He started by saying, I'm a success. They didn't know it's something else that he started. He was, listen to me, he was practically pursuing girls up and down. Say, hey, Mary, come and stay in my room. He was restless. He already had it inside. The Igbo brought it out. That's why even when fear is induced, it brings out something you already have at the corner of your heart. Something you have seen, you thought you have swept out, that didn't go. It brings it out. Praise God. So it's an induced feeling. How is it induced? We're going to get there. But before we get there, I'm going to show you the seven things fear can do. Okay. The seven things fear can do. Fear can lead a man. Fear can lead a man to do certain things that are not right. If you look at the story in 2 Kings chapter number 7 from verse 1 to 6, faith moved those lepers at the gate, but fear moved the host of Assyrians and they fled. Fear can lead people into actions that are not right. Number two, fear can also stagnate a man. Fear can stagnate a man against his own will. In 1 Samuel 17 from verse 1 to 11, 1 Samuel 17 from verse 1 to 11, you saw Goliath making roaring against the host of Israelites, and everyone were held spellbound in their fears. No one could challenge him, because fear gripped them. Fear can stagnate a man. Fear can influence a man's decision. It can make a man behave irrationally. Fear can influence a man's decision. Exodus 1 from verse 7. They saw that the Israelites were multiplying and growing and the hand of God was upon them. Fear influenced the decision of Pharaoh. It was the king that rose that knew not Joseph. It was a deliberate decision not to recognize the labors of Pharaoh's past. Egypt was still existing because of Joseph. It was not like Joseph was a small man, but he decided not to recognize him. And he, out of that fear, instructed that the Israelites, the males, should be killed. Listen to me. You can destroy the most important things in your life because of fear. You can destroy the future because of fear. You can destroy your children because of fear. Have you seen homes where the mother is going through painful things in the house of the husband and will pump those negative emotions into the children?
Many of you are too old for those stories now. Shut your ears. I'm the only one they are talking to. Is he helping you? They pump things into you. Now you two have the same problem without being married. Nobody yet. But you already have things in your heart. If a man should try this with me, I can stab him. Are you seeing there is a problem already? And that fear will create worse than where it came from. So be careful. Fear can influence a man's actions and reactions. Fear. When they told Eli that his sons were dead, he fell out of shock caused by fear and he died. Fear can rob a man of the blessings of the Lord. Fear can rob a man. The just walks by faith. Wherever there is fear, it's a sign there is no faith. And a man who is doubtful in his heart should not expect himself to receive anything from the Lord. So fear robs you. Fear can lead a man into condemnation. Adam and Eve in Genesis 3 hid themselves from God because of fear. They welcome condemnation because of fear of failure. Are you following? Fear can sever relationships. And out of condemnation can sever relationships. That was what almost destroyed the prodigal son. He felt too filthy, too unworthy for the father's love. But thank God one day he came to his senses. Sometimes people just feel too unworthy of benevolence, too unworthy of access, too unworthy of many things, and they lose it. Listen to me. No relationship can function well where there's fear. No relationship can function well where there's fear. Lastly, fear brings death. Fear brings death. Fear brings death. Give us Hebrews chapter 2, verse 15. Hebrews 2, 15. Fear brings death. And deliver them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Fear brings death. I think I heard of an accident that happened somewhere. Nobody died in the vehicle except a woman. Nothing touched her. No impact. No bruise. Nothing. Just the shock wave. She went cold on her seat and lost her breath. And that was the end. Fear kills. I said fear kills. Are you following what I'm saying now? Fear kills. Kills its host. How fear is induced. Fear. Just as faith is induced, faith cometh through hearing, and hearing through the word of God, fear is also induced. So here is how fear is induced. Number one, true words. True words. True words. When Goliath was speaking to the king of Israelites, he was intentionally intimidating them. Never allow intimidation. What did I say? Talk to me now. Say it loud and clear. Now, you have to help yourself by saying it. I will never allow intimidation. Say it again. I will never allow intimidation. Now, let me say this to you. If you are going to talk to certain people and you are afraid, because you will have to cover that fear with another font, they will think you are proud. Intimidation can give wrong image of you. You are afraid. You are shaking on the inside. But you want to cover it. You will look rude. Before you appear before anyone, settle it in your heart. I'm not afraid. I didn't kill anybody. I'm not scared. You are going for an interview. You are shaking. They need me. That's why they called for it. I'm not afraid. I worked for this certificate. I'm not afraid. And you have to start killing your fear by doing what you fear. Now let me say this to you. If you are going to attend Nigerian Defense Academy, part of the questions they ask you is what you fear: height, water, and so on. Now, your training will be around the areas of your fears till it becomes your strong point. Somebody say, I'm afraid of height. You'll be made to jump, hang on ropes. Is there any soldier here? You only have many police officers.
Is he a soldier? Yeah. And you can't tell me you want to be a soldier and you're afraid of God. Are you following what I'm saying? How many of you have imagined the way soldiers go to warfare? Bullet fight, flying here and there. And they are still shooting like nothing is happening. Some of you can't do ministry because you are hearing ministry is this, is painful. Is that. We are doing it and we are not dying. You hear what pastors are going through. The pastors will say what they are going through. They stop doing what they are doing. The day God bless them, somebody comes and sow a seed. They didn't tell you, what we are going through. If you hear me talk about what I'm going through to you, well, I also go through blessings. I said I also go through blessings. On several occasions, people, I remember when I was going to get married, somebody heard and said, please, let me just give a token. I want to get married, Pastor. I don't have much. But here is a token. Sent half a million. A token. Now, we don't tell you about those ones and say, hey, ministry is hard, though. It's hard. So people are doing it. Lagos is not easy. So people are there. Nigeria is hard. They are building houses. You are the one that you don't have the result, but you have the confession. People are taking pictures. Don't come to Canada now. Look at snow. Look at snow. They didn't come back. The information is very good. But if God has sent you there, you go. Is that okay? I'll say, I can't go again. Here it's very cold. You have to be called to be in this country. You have to be called. Because they stay in Nigeria. I believe in Nigeria. But I believe in God much more. Praise God. Are you following what I'm saying? How many people have missed their future partner because they can't marry a pastor? And most of them, their parents are pastors. And God has sent me, he said, don't give the generation after you the impression that ministry is hard. Don't give them that impression. The truth of the matter is that if you are called to it, it's enjoyable. That's the truth. Are there days of betrayal, disappointment? Yes. But faithful is he who has called you. Faithful is he who has called you. Now, the truth is that God doesn't use people and dump them. Now, we say a sacrifice, we left what we are doing. Pastor here, Adebo wanted to be the youngest VC in Africa. That, compared to what he is now, which one is better? Those he calls, he glorifies. So don't, let's stop sending this impression like it's so hard, it's a difficult one, it's religion, a lie. It's religion that is making us do that. Is it, can some things happen sometimes? Yes. Are there days of tears? Yes. Just as any other thing. The marriage is sweet, it's sweet. Are there days that there is no sad? Yes. The day that is sweet, they will tell you, I want to go and touch my wife now. These are marriages. But somebody will enjoy everything. You know, and then say, young people, before you marry, please think well. And they are inside. They are inside. They are telling you, marriage, oh, Legon. And they are there. We'll do it together. Praise God. Many of the lectures about marriage is too, many of them are even too much. Everybody just have an opinion. You get what I'm saying? That's why people find it difficult in the first year because they are coming with fears of what they've heard said in messages. They are coming with that fear. Yeah. So when, that's how they are starting. He's about to colonize me now. That's, my beautiful father. You see. Praise God. It's sweet. I said it's sweet. Sweet. It was this how I was before this woman came. It's sweet. I mean, it's true. I'm giving you insider's information. It's sweet. Now, let me say this. Last Saturday, when the Achintos were here, they called utter call for people who want to marry this year. 95% women. 5% guys. By the way, some of you will marry this year, but you didn't know. You are not aware yet. You are not aware. This thing called marriage. I beg. When you find the right person, you want it now. Now! Ask the boys. I had called them and I said, see, the way ministry is now, I feel to even marry too early self is a problem. That, see, I love what is happening. People like say, man, all those, that's the dimension now. I've told them that too, about some, before my wife now came. I was telling them that because I was facing trouble with it. And when my wife came, I went to change them that. See, all those things I was saying that time, it's not really true. See, you don't lose anything for being honest. It's not true. Because if you are failing in an area, you will get rema around it. It's not God who is speaking. If you succeed now, it will change. Who now spoke? Are you following what I'm saying here? Words induce fears. What? Words that communicate wrong things, tendencies of them happening, induces fears. Words that communicate inabilities, things you may never be able to do, induces fears. Some of those words fly through movies, through radio broadcasts, news, and all those things. There was a program they used to host in this city between 1999 2000 on radio. 2001. They call it Nkombe. No, that's not even Nkombe. This one is Owuye. Owuye, Owuye, Owuye enter. It will amaze you how families love to gather around issues of fear. Hey, oh yeah, everybody, come out. We sit around the radio. By the time you finish hearing, your night is spoiled. And people drive around Gbagi. You see people, where people are crossing. You are seeing it like a screen. They've heard yesterday. A car went to kill people. They are crossing with that mentality. What? Some things they are calling comedy are not comedy. They are attacks. Yes, they are attacking a major part. Yes, I love the way my wife receives the word. Attacking core part of your life. Yes, you are there laughing. By the time you are done laughing, something is gone. Men has come. Comedies around it. Listen to me. Some of you are here. You studied physics, biochemistry. Maybe God is also calling you to do a skit. It's not for them only. Listen to me. God is not against entertainment. But even in the midst of it, he can communicate godly virtues. We need kingdom skit makers. I'm telling you. You are not believing it yet. Because you feel it will make us worthy. Who told you that? Just do it excellently well. So we don't mock ourselves. Intimidation. Lies of the enemy. They are all true words. Communicating what is not possible. True words. Praise God. Now imagine the event that took place in 1 Samuel 17. Goliath understood this power. He kept speaking. May I tell you, the devil will never fight with his mouth closed. He talks. And while he is talking, understand the fight is not about to start. The battle has started. He was cursing at them for 40 days. Nobody could reply. When David came, what did he do? He cursed David in the name of his God. You know what that means? That's the power of incantation. And David refused to. I'm not check. As he was speaking, David was talking back. I have come against you in the name of the God of Israel's army, whom you have defiled, was carrying the stone. And he ran towards him and listen to me.
the words of intimidation you didn't pay attention to cannot bring you down. It cannot. Tell your neighbor, hear only what is of faith. 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 Be careful of the media. News on social media. News. Nigerian news, you know. Be careful. Another way the enemy induces fear is through sight. So the two primary ways are sight and sound. Sight. In the midst of this sight, you have experiences. And sometimes not your own experience, but the experience of others. You grew up in a home where marriage was communicated in a bad light. You've seen something. Somebody in your compound used to beat the wife. You've seen something. Somebody was passing on the road, stray bullet. You've seen something. Many times after seeing it, you have to pray it out of your consciousness. Pray it out. You've seen too much of cancer, too much of kidney issues, too much of liver issues, too much of diabetes, too much of all those things, and less of scriptures. Less of scriptures. You have to eat the word. Can I tell you this? Thank God we have doctors here. I remember I wasn't feeling too well. Where is Dr. Dimladi? I saw him. Yeah, please let me celebrate this man. Let me celebrate him. He's a very fantastic man. Thank you. Please sit down, sir. And I said, I want to do blood tests. Came to do the blood test. Said everything is normal. I said to him, I know I have taken so much life that they will be normal. But I'm not feeling too, that's the feeling. I'm not feeling too, but I know those things will come out normal. I'm not. I just want to do it for wisdom's sake. I'm telling you. I don't have taken life. Everything is fine. Everything. You have to eat the word. You have to eat the word. You don't prepare in a battle. Prepare for the battle. The devil is suggesting. It's an attack. He is painting the picture so it will become all you see. Never allow it. Please give me Psalms 91. You will see thousands fall by your right and tens of thousands. Do not be afraid. Psalms 91. Let me show you the passage. Give verse 14 now. Okay, 7 and 8. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with your eyes you shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. You can look at the word, the reward of the wicked, in two ways. Number one, a wicked man can suffer for his sin. Number two, a righteous man can suffer wickedness of the wicked man. Let me explain. The reward of the wicked could mean that this is a Christian but who is not taking walk of faith serious. The wicked man, which is the devil, gives him a reward, sickness. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying here? Be a battlefront Christian. Be a battlefront Christian. What did I say? Be a battlefront every time, chanting the word. I don't listen to messages that communicate fear. Faith. Faith. Praise God. I know I was listening to Tumi Ayomi, and he said, God told him there's going to be shakings. And he said, I went to the Lord and asked him, for how long will these shakings be? God said, till you are unshakable. Meaning that what is happening in the world is not necessarily going to stop. But our own reality is different. What changes our reality? Listen to me. In the world out there, nothing is likely going to get better. There's only going to be light in Goshen. Are you following what I'm saying here? My wife sometimes said to me, I have a dream, I said, I'm listening. He's not talking. I'm not saying, come. Kabu sugaba. No, now, council, we'll never talk about this again. That's all. Because dreams too are sight. There are times that you are doing everything well. The devil wants to mock you and come through dreams. Because he knows you have things you believe. Like eating in the dream. You believe they are a sign of backwardness. Sex in the dream. So it will make sure that you see something relating to that. So you can conclude by yourself you are now backward. So be it. Are you following? He's going to use what you believe against you. One of my friends heard the word of God to a point. He slept one of those days. And he saw himself eating pounded yam. In the dream. And he got up. And he said, devil, you don't have respect. You are an idiot. You are a fool. You don't have table manners. You brought food. You didn't bring water. So he carried a bottle of water. He said, I will now go and sleep. Just in case, idiot, you didn't bring water. And that food, I didn't finish it. So he put it beside his bed and slept. That was the end. Each time people ate in the dream in scripture, it was for strength. Listen to me. Hear me. Can we teach scriptures? When you wake up from a vision, it is not what you see that determines the meaning. The Spirit of God within you will give you an impression of what it is. If you ate in a dream and what you woke up with is joy, it means you have ate for a long journey. Are you following what I'm saying here? Scriptures. Now, scriptures. Not culture. Scriptures. And many of you are operating in the prophetic that the only thing you see is those who are eating in the dream and those who are facing cobwebs. And it's because of the problems of Nigeria. That's why you're still doing that. Praise God. Is somebody getting blessed? Now, even if the enemy comes like a flood of water, can you please give me that scripture? Rise like flood of water. Flood. He said, I will raise. Now, please rise on your feet. Let's practicalize it. How many of you know what it means for a wave to rise against a man? I remember in the year 2013, we're at a beach in Ghana. We're swimming. No, me, my own is, it will come to my leg. Come here. Oh, so come on. Yeah. One of my boys had gone inside. So, we didn't know for like 3 minutes. He was already battling with the wave. The thing was going to carry him away. Then, how many of you saw the news of the girl that got carried by water, Lagos, was it last year, and was inside for how many days? About 3 days. Didn't die. If you ask that girl well, she will tell you she believes he can't kill her. 3 solid days. Some don't survive 10 minutes. A girl, 3 days. 3 days. What kills people is relative to who it confronts. It's relative. When the enemy shall come like a flood. You know, floods can rise as tall as a 2-building story. The Spirit of the Lord shall lift a standard. Now, listen to me. What you are saying here shall lift a standard. But you see, in the root word, you are the standard God is lifting. You are the standard. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. I have found out through scriptures. I swear. No medical report is final. I just beg people, Pastor, come and pray. Can we get this person to believe? Can we let God alone be true and every other man a liar? You need to get to a point where your faith is this blazing hot. Listen to me. What is the antidote to fear? The word of God. Let it dwell within you richly.
Let it saturate your entire being till all you see is the possibility of the world. Only all you see. Because we need Christians walking in victory. You can't do so with fear. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying here? Are there areas of your life where the enemy is foaming and foaming towards you? And you are looking at it like this thing is coming. Can we cry out? Listen to me. Hear me. Hear me. Hear me. Prayer of faith is not, oh God, arise. No. You are not telling God to do what he has placed his spirit within you to do. Are you following what I'm saying now? Prayer of faith is if any one of you will have faith that is as small as the grain of a mustard seed and speak to the mountain. You are not telling God to come and speak. You are speaking to it. That's faith. Now, listen to me. Hold on. Let me teach you how to pray it. You are used to praying the way you grew up praying. Stand everyone as men of war. Understanding fully well that based on what Christ has finished, you are speaking from a higher vantage point. Higher authority, higher domain, from a seated point with Christ. Now speak from that place, that conviction. Listen, release that word authoritatively. Even if you want to move about, move as a king, not as one begging. Speak to the mountains. Crumble! What thou mountain before Zerubbabel. Speak to the mountain. Shalakata. Hi, 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 hi. Lende kukus. Awande makar tetish. Elende kukus. Lagada dadede segede. Ezi izi gahaba ide. Zendeke. Aya, aya, aya. La kukus. Lekabaka. Lekete moko pakata. Yai, hi, hi, hi. Speak wherever you are. Whether you are at home or you are here. Speak faith. 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 Speak. Kala daba kapela takash. Hi, 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 hi. Shakata balarakush. Lakamba narakabata kafelish. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Are you aware that faith also uses sight and sound of the word of God which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled? So listen to me, there is a place of seeing the word. May I beg you that don't come to church 3 times in a week to take life and live the remaining days dying. Hanging around faithlessness, around junks, around things. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, understand fully well that your imagination is also a tool that God has given to you to transport you into a future he has made. Come back and call it by his word. But listen to me, it is still bigger than imaginations. But that's the glimpse. Are you following what I'm saying here? Can I ask you to please lift your hands up and begin to see that glorious future? Begin to sit, play loud, and begin to sit and call it forth. Call it forth. With joy unspeakable, full of glory, so much joy. So much joy. Our victory.
More oil is our victory. We will not be afraid of the arrows that flies by day. No. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower that the righteous runneth therein and are safe. Hear me. You are entering into the season of execution of big things. You are going to be making big deals. I see many of you resigning because God is bringing you to fantastic establishment. Nothing dies in our hands. Praise God. Can we rejoice and give God praise? Now, hear me. If only you know, sicknesses don't survive this kind of atmosphere. No. You may came with it, but it's gone. Glory to God. Can we rejoice? Woo! Glory! Hey! Amen. This is the word you put on your mouth. God has trusted me with a scepter of greatness early. I take it early. God has trusted me with a scepter of greatness early. I take it early. Praise God. Let no one despise your youth. You are an unstoppable force going somewhere to happen. Doesn't matter who have looked down on you, they didn't see well. Doesn't matter who turned you down, even if they knew who you were, who you are. But God is about to prove many confessions about you wrong. Are you following what I'm saying? Somebody called another pastor and said, Femi Lazarus, for our ministry started. How we started. He said, that one is going nowhere to happen. He said, what he's doing cannot survive 6 months. Who is he that has spoken when God has not said it? August 24 this year. We started Friends of the World, August 24, 2014. It's going to be 8 years this year. And that was what migrated and became Spirit of Life Church. People can speak like God, but they are not God. Are you following what I'm saying? Olorun ko dabi eniyan. Who knows that song? Please sing that song. Tomorrow, on ibasha ye wo se fe, on ibako ye kodo, abara ibapa won bi oti. Why back to the solar? Hey, you me, Emma Puya. Adore my hair.
One reason we have to keep thanking God is that He doesn't consult human being to lift you. My people would have said he deserved to die. But thank God. Who alone is God? Can we rejoice? Glory to God. Bible study is always a feast. If you are coming on Sundays and you have not been coming for Bible study, you are missing a lot. Always a feast of fat things. Glory to Jesus. Have we been blessed tonight? Shifted, lifted, and fierce disgrace.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289, Femi Lazarus Ministries, UBA.